to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
The following presentation is a production of WLWStudios.com.
You are listening to a WLW Studios production, available on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWStudios.com. Live every second Saturday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com and broadcasting from WLW Studios North outside of New York City, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. This is the Midnight Jury.
To a live Midnight Jury on our usual second Saturday of every month on RantEMRadio.com and available for download at WLWStudios.com, and all of our other episodes are available at WLWStudios.com. I am one of your hosts, the 21st Century Broadcasting Marvel, Midnight Mike.
And I am your very best pal, Calvin Brody.
We have a special going on tonight. We're going to do a normal show like we normally do on our live show. We have a game show coming up in our next segment, our Back to the 80s trivia. And at the end of the night, Cal and I are going to be watching the Watch Along, which that's why you should download this episode, because obviously most people are watching WrestleMania. We're doing a Watch Along of the Mr. Belvedere episode where the kid's friend gets AIDS. it's gonna be fun regardless. It's funny because you know it's gonna be one of those like after school special episodes,
a very special episode,
all of that. But we hit this perfect, ladies and gentlemen. We have WrestleMania from Peacock right on our computers. We got other stuff ready to go. Ocho, Dr. Ocho, coming back to defend his 80s title a little later in the evening against your pal Cal sitting right beside me, and from Get My Go and the Mike Durban Show, Mike Durban himself is going to be coming
in. X Factor.
Well, you should like it because Ocho's been basically manhandling you and Eddie.
Look, Ocho and I have a very hate respect relationship.
Well, what I did, it's the night of WrestleMania. Why not make it a triple threat match?
God. Next, you're going to tell me I got to go up against the Undertaker player. I mean, come on.
Now, I know we're running on about a 30-second delay, but it looks like we're about to get WrestleMania started, and breasts will be singing
nice fake boobs.
Some breasts will be singing America the Beautiful.
Sung by BB Rexha.
I have no idea who that is. That's not going to be a rare occurrence tonight at WrestleMania night one of not knowing who people are.
Almost all, I would say, the names that I'm seeing here, at least half of them I don't know, probably a little bit more.
I am at the point where the last time I watched wrestling where I kept up with Impact or WWE or the Indies, I'd say I started up again. I probably fell off around 2007, 2008, then started up again when the Jury started up again.
Yeah, when you were doing the Rage.
Yeah, so I would say
we did that CZW nonsense.
Yeah, I'd say from 2013 to about 2018, I was kind of in it, and since then I haven't. I mean, it's just nothing. But we know enough about wrestling to sit and watch WrestleMania. Those are breasts, I will tell you.
Folks, Look,
if you wanted
there's
to
been
see
a lot of speculation.
Oh, by the way, what's up out to everyone in the chat room? We got a decent amount of people listening here between the rant and TuneIn Radio.
Cool.
But Handsome Dan's in there. He says Brett versus Piper is a fave. We had a pre-show, ladies and gentlemen, which we're gonna have to figure out how to release that, because there's a lot of copyrighted songs on it, because we basically ran it as a radio station and played wrestling songs, themes, songs of events, things of that nature. And we also played Vince Russo's Margaritaville. And if you haven't heard it, please go on and type in Vince Russo Margaritaville. And best video, the one we played, is the one that Vince Russo wrote it and performed it. But Gunnar C'est La Vie took it and auto-tuned it, added the music, make sure everything's right, added like backing vocals, added in the Marca, the Meltzers and the Alvarezes and them guys, you know, saying Mark things. It's hilarious. And check it out on YouTube. I believe it was Gunnar C'est La Vie who did that. But we played it in our pre-show, so that's what Dan was talking about. And because we also came in during the pre-show and talked about why we were playing certain songs and why we were, you know, picking certain things.
Right.
And also in the chat room, Kevin, what's up? Howdy.
Hey.
Howdy. Howdy. He writes howdy. What do you think we're going Midwest? I don't know where he's from. I'd have to. Kevin, if you're in the chat
howdy
room.
Howdy is such a ubiquitous.
I agree, but really, maybe we're getting a genuine howdy.
That would be nice.
That would be cool.
That would be nice.
Because we know Handsome Dan's over there on the West Coast. He's out there in Arizona. I'd like to know where people listening are from.
They don't do daylight savings time. So like now,
I don't know if it's the whole state, but I definitely know that in most of Arizona, because I am also, I have also talked to the Grapplers, and two of them are out there in Arizona.
Okay,
and they wherever they're from, I know they do not have a time zone change. Like
that's pretty wacky.
Yeah, daylight savings.
This
is a long intro. Like I wanted to kind of hold off on what we were doing in the intro till we saw like the firework display. You know, where they set off the fireworks. It's like, welcome to WrestleMania. Yeah, exactly. And they're just doing so much shit.
That the God Bless America, it resulted in, first of all, it looked ridiculous. They had some lady shredding a guitar in there at the same time.
I wish we could have heard
it. Like a Santana song.
Oh, you think it was that kind of? She wasn't shredding like Slash?
I don't know. But it warranted a 2-jet flyby. No colored smoke, because you would need at least 3 if you were going to do that. So it was just, hey, take these 2 jets and just fly over to stadium.
All interesting.
Right, done. And now we get this video package.
This nonsense.
Cinematic.
All right, actually, you know what? We have a new correspondent. I mean, he's been on the show before, actually in studio, but it's hard to fit him in here.
It's so tough to fit him in here.
So we actually sent him to WrestleMania down there, and
we had to start a GoFundMe.
He's actually calling in right now, so we'll talk to him real quick. It's
here's the pyro.
It's Paul Bryan. I mean PBJ is what we call him. He's down there live at WrestleMania. How you doing there, buddy? Can you hear me?
Hey, you guys. Yeah, PBJ here, coming to you from WrestleMania. It's in Tampa, Florida. You probably already knew that.
Yes.
Very excited to be here for the Midnight Jury.
Well, how's the weather down there? I mean, it looked bad earlier.
Well, the weather, I mean, it's getting pretty wet out here. I'm 700 pounds, so I sweat through my entire shirt. But I just tell people that I was out of sex. You don't hear the difference.
Understand it.
But, yeah, it's getting pretty wet out here.
Well, do you think they should postpone or cancel it? Well, or what?
It's hard to hear you, but I do know if it can be canceled or not. Yeah. But I say you just play through it, because this is the showcase of the immortals.
Yeah.
This is for wrestling purists. It's WrestleMania. And they got great food here, too. I got a hamburger. Okay. I got some fries. I got buffalo wings.
To be we're not asking about food, though. We're not asking about the food.
Let me finish, guys. I got knish. I got cotton candy.
Okay.
I mean, there's so much for funnel cake, and I'm going to go get steak soon so that I can have that in my pocket ready to eat at any time. A good medium steak right in my back pocket. Anyway, guys, I'm still choking a little on this buffalo wing. So I'll talk to you guys later. I'm glad to be on. And if you guys need me, you give me a call.
Okay.
PB&J out.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We really do appreciate that. We're going to send him all
Speaking
over.
Of not fitting. Like we couldn't even fit a word in edgewise.
Well,
like,
not only that, but the thing is that since he can't really fit into our studio, you know, I mean, it's large enough for
it's
about
modest.
I mean, yeah, I'd say we could fit about 10 to 12 average humans in here.
But
with me and Cal, Paul Bryan, PBJ, he ain't gonna fit in.
That's just not gonna work.
It's not gonna happen.
And what's funny is that Florida is like the last place somebody of his stature
girth
should go. That's just like, it's a 200% humidity. It's just, that's a bad idea.
I caught a little bit
of a heart attack.
I caught a little bit of that entrance of the pyro, and I just kind of saw the part with the flag and the fireworks behind it. Did you catch more of it? How did it look?
I mean,
the pirate ship, from what I saw, looked pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's...
I mean, not here.
Just because they're in Tampa? Is that the only reason?
Well, yeah, it's the Bucs Stadium. Yeah. They're kind of going... Because even when they went to Dallas, they did like a red, white, and blue logo with a big star below it.
That'd be interesting.
Like the Cowboys.
Like what they would have done if they were at like MetLife.
Well, they were recently, but they do... Obviously, there's two teams that play there. So what they usually do is do like a Statue of Liberty, New York skyline kind of theme, because you can see it over MetLife Stadium.
That's
so
right.
That's why they usually do that. All right, let's get into our predictions.
Even though that's New Jersey, folks.
Correct.
The Statue of Liberty, it's in New Jersey.
And so is MetLife Stadium, where the Jets and the Giants play.
Yeah. The New York
New
Jets.
Jersey doesn't get its credit, its due credit, especially since there's some things people I hear on the Long Island Sound in Connecticut do that really piss me off. Like when you're driving down a road and someone pulls out in front of you like gangster, like they kicked up dirt to get out.
Yeah, like then they just stole it.
Then they drop to 20 miles an hour for the next 10 miles. Yeah, that's a normal thing. Here around the shoreline.
I feel like we've brought this up more than once.
It's so aggravating. But anyway, all right, let's get through these matches. Start at the bottom there.
Well,
this is supposed to be night one, Saturday, April 10th. That's today. We are live. It's 8:11 p.m. 8:12. Sorry.
The layout of this is very, very strange. By which I mean, so they list the American the Beautiful performance, then they say what the main event is, which is the SmackDown Women's Title match, one Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks being the reigning champ, obviously.
Yeah, I don't even know who the other lady is.
No. So I'm going to go with Sasha Banks. I don't think she's going to lose.
But you're going from the main event. Go from the bottom.
The bottom doesn't necessarily mean that, because the next match after the listed main event is the opener.
Oh, that's interesting. Then you should have said opener first.
Well,
that was the main event is the one you should have mentioned last, but yes.
Oh. Forget what I just said. Let's hop in the Midnight Machine.
Hold on.
We're going to head back to 5 minutes ago.
Look, Bianca Belair, if I knew who was the face and who was the heel, that would be nice.
Isn't Sasha Banks always the heel?
I don't know. But I still am just going to say Sasha Banks, because if I don't know what this other girl looks like, I know Sasha Banks has like a star-like look to her.
Right.
And that's my main thing, entertainment look, what will draw in an audience. And, you know, I know Sasha Banks has a gimmick.
Yeah.
A lot of things she can merch sell. So I hope Sasha Banks wins. All right, moving along.
Opener is the WWE title match between Drew McIntyre.
They're going to open the show with the WWE title match?
That is correct.
Interesting. Shane McMahon looking all old.
Oh, he has a match tonight.
Oh, look.
He's going to die.
He always is going to die.
I'm going to jump off some sort of scoreboard.
But does that 37 on his shirt, I'm assuming, because they don't number him anymore, it's WrestleMania 37.
That is correct.
Okay, because that makes sense. I know we're around that,
yes,
that number.
So the opener is Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley with MVP. Bobby Lashley is the current champion. This is worth noting
that McIntyre's winning.
That both Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander are banned from ringside. So I know that was weighing on you.
Yeah, that was definitely
banned from ringside.
See, I thought I heard that they broke up. Now, because so here's what I know: Bobby Lashley and MVP and Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander. I think Cedric Alexander is also a black man. So I think this was
a black man group,
we're elite.
Okay,
but we're united.
I mean,
because
Shelton
we're black.
Benjamin, respect Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, well, I like MVP.
I'm not
loving Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley, the problem is Bobby Lashley...
He just has such a baby face,
a very soft-looking face.
Yeah.
And from what I remember, again, I haven't watched wrestling in years, but from what I remember back during the sci-fi ECW days...
Oh, boy. It was like 2007?
Yeah, or like around
2006?
There. 2006?
Yeah.
He didn't have a huge personality, so it was...
No, he still doesn't. That's why MVP is with him. Seriously. Okay. It's honestly. It's like you have to have a talker. Man. Yeah. He's the Flavor Flav.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I thought they were a four-person group, and from listening to some shows on Vince Russo's The Brand, shout out, I'm pretty sure that they kicked the other two out. So I don't know. Maybe they're not allowed at ringside not to mess with them too.
Right.
But I still say that Drew McIntyre is going to win this match because I think he was champion. And from everything I heard, they only dropped it to Miz, then Bobby Lashley, just so that Drew McIntyre could have a big WrestleMania moment.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's what we're looking
at.
That
stands to reason. See, I have absolutely no context going into any of these. So I don't know what any sort of setup or anything. The next listed match is the Raw Tag Team Titles match, and it's Omos and AJ Styles.
Oh, Omos, whatever, is that like 7.5 foot like huge black security guard that AJ Styles rolls around with.
Okay,
and AJ Styles is all like tiny.
Yeah,
yeah. So it looks
does
looks
he still
even
have
bigger.
His like soccer mom haircut? I remember that was a big thing when that happened.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they are versus Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, the New Day.
Oh, okay. And who are the champs?
New Day.
I have to give it to AJ Styles and Omos.
You think?
Yeah, because the New Day, they've had so many reigns, and they beat Demolition's longest ever reign as tag team champions.
Oh, really?
So it's not like it's going to hurt them.
Now, does that carry an asterisk, like because of COVID? Where it was like
No, they did it. They did it legit.
Okay. Respect.
Yeah, and it's like over a year.
Wow.
But anyway, actually, I say that's more impressive of the New Day because nowadays belts are hot-shotted around a lot quicker, you know, than they were in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, if you won the belt.
When you had it in the 80s, you had it for a very long time.
Yeah, you had it for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, they only had four pay-per-views, so you're at least going to hold it for 2-3 months right. As opposed to changing by next week on Raw.
Is that Drew McIntyre?
That's Drew McIntyre.
He did not.
He's a big dude. Big Irish dude.
I don't, like, I can't Scottish. Explain what I imagined he looked like in my head, but it was very much more of somebody named Drew. Like, he doesn't look like he's named Drew. He would be, if you showed me a picture of him, and I had to choose between the name Drew McIntyre or Braun Strowman.
Yeah, he'd look
he
like
would
a Braun
be named
Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
But see, Braun Strowman, I don't think is his real name. Drew McIntyre, I believe, might be his real name.
Like,
I don't
Drew,
know. I maybe
Drew McIntyre.
I don't watch wrestling
like,
anymore.
Should have been like the Spirit Squad. It sounds like,
Drew. Or instead of naming Chavo Guerrero Kerwin White, they could have named him Drew McIntyre. Would have been the same thing.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Just like white name. Okay, so you think...
Yeah, I think Drew McIntyre wins.
You think AJ Styles and Omos
AJ,
are going to win the Raw? Okay.
Because it doesn't hurt the New Day to lose it.
Fair enough.
They're big. They're one of the best tag teams of all time.
Now, next is a steel cage match between Shane McMahon and Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman should win because there's no point in putting Shane over.
True.
It's like it's like putting Vince in a match. It's like... there's no reason for the McMahons to win because they're always going to be there. They can always book themselves like he's doing right now.
Yeah.
I love Shane McMahon. He's put his body on the line like crazy.
Yeah.
But it only makes sense to put over Braun Strowman.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And you know Shane's going off that cage.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. He looked pretty jacked up when he was doing his interview before.
The guy has two little kids now, I think, two boys or something. And
little? He's an old man.
I'd say they couldn't be older than 18. So either way, he has two boys,
okay.
I think. But my point is that he has children,
right,
and a family, and he's not
you
a
can't
wrestler.
Be throwing yourself off a steel cage.
Yeah, he's
Shane
not a wrestler.
Mac.
Like it's different if you're Mick Foley, who does it all the time. He comes around once a year and takes the biggest spot of the year. You know, like no, but Braun
Strowman
wins.
Like you need the paycheck.
Braun Strowman wins this.
Okay, and then...
I'm not going to care about this at all.
Next list of match after is number one contenders tag team turmoil match. It looks like it's ladies.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Is Alexa Bliss one of them? No, I don't care.
She is not.
No, because she's going to be teaming up with The Fiend.
The only names I recognize are Carmella, Lana, Natalya.
Okay.
Liv Morgan sounds sort of familiar, but I don't know why.
I think she's sexy.
And Dana Brooke, who I remember... Me and
there still isn't a match going on.
No, yeah, no. We are now.
Are they killing time? Are they? Should we call PBJ? I mean, this is. It looks like they're stalling.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're 20 minutes in now, and it's all just set up and filler.
Well, I'm telling you right now, chances are we're going off the air around 10:30. So after us, when WrestleMania ends, stick with the rant. Stick with Rant EM Radio.
They're gonna
because the
show.
Rant is going to have a WrestleMania after party show, and they're going to cover everything that happened on night one.
That's going to have in some a real information.
Yeah, that's
going to
It's not going to be what we're doing.
They're
going to have information. They're going to have everything. We will not. as a matter of fact, as soon as we get out of this intro, we're going to 80s, back to the 80s trivia with Mike Durban from Get My Go and the Mike Durban Show, a big member of the brand, along with Dr. Ocho, big member of the brand. And he's basically like part of the Midnight Jury now.
Yeah.
He basically is a live co-host of the Midnight Jury. Whenever we have a live show, usually Ocho
is a correspondent.
Yeah. Usually Ocho is around. So what else do we have? I don't care about that stupid women's match.
Well, whoever wins that advances to the title match on night two.
What a gift. Like if this were real, like imagine if this was the UFC or like boxing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got the shit.
Evander Holyfield will fight Lennox Lewis tonight, and the winner goes to fight Mike Tyson tomorrow.
Yeah. All beat up from the night before.
Yeah, like, come on.
Can't see out of one eye.
Mike
you barely
Tyson's
lift your arms.
Gonna break him in a punch.
Mike Tyson's
any of them would.
Fresh.
So stupid.
There are two more matches listed.
That is ridiculous. Okay, go ahead.
Neither seems to have any sort of stipulation or belt on the line. But you have The Miz and John Morrison, who I didn't realize was back in WWE.
Yeah, they're
that probably happened some time ago.
No,
also.
He came back a little while ago, and they reteamed up and got the tag belts again.
Nice. And they are versus Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
I have no idea who Damian Priest is, and Bad Bunny is a rapper who has like a billion followers on like Twitter or something.
Wow, okay.
But I don't know who the fuck he is.
Like Damian Priest sounds like a cool name if they did a character.
Well,
somehow.
Like Damian Priest could have been in like The Brood.
I was gonna say some sort of shitty Chris Angel character,
like Christopher Daniels. The Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels.
And then the last.
Oh, by the way, I'm gonna go Ms. Morrison because I'm not gonna. I don't think a celebrity should come in and win, unless it's like unless they're gonna perform as well as Lawrence Taylor did, because he actually did perform really well, or there's some sort of like when. You know, Russo, or when Stephanie McMahon won the women's title, or when Russo won the world title. Like, there has to be some sort of like outside big interference for the pin to have a celebrity go over. That's
right.
My opinion.
But is that what it is? So Bad Bunny isn't a regular appearance in WWE?
Well, no, he's been a regular, I think, for the past few months, but he is not a wrestler. No, he's he's a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the last listed match is Cesaro versus Seth Rollins.
And I'm going to go... Cesaro's tiny. I'm going to go with Seth Rollins. It's not that... to me, it's just Seth Rollins is more of a star.
Yeah.
And Seth Rollins is tiny. So, but like Cesaro just... he never did it for me. But yeah, that's our picks. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on Rant EM Radio, and we're about to head to a break. When we come back from this break, we are going to be getting Mike Durban on the phone. We're going to be getting the Ocho on the phone. They're going to give us a call, and they're going to go up against Cal in a triple threat match in Back to the 80s trivia. Nobody knows the topic yet.
True.
And our TV show theme of the week is I kind of cheated on this one. I'm sorry about that, but I kind of cheated. The TV show theme of the week is the original, like what I remember being theme to WrestleMania. So we'll be right back on the Midnight Jury Rant EM Radio.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hi, this is Zach Ward from Freddy vs. Jason and also Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story.
This is
first Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
Hey, this is the innovator of Wild Tommy Dreamer.
This is Sean Whalen from Never Been Kissed, Twister, People Under the Stairs, That Thing You Do.
This is Deborah Voorhees from Friday the 13th, Part 5.
Hey, this is Buff Bagwell, and you're listening to The Midnight Jury.
And you are listening to The Midnight Jury.
And you are listening to The Midnight Jury.
You're listening to The Midnight Jury.
And you are listening to Midnight Jury.
And you're listening to The Midnight Jury. Jason never dies.
Buff Daddy, listen to it.
Hey, what's up? It's Midnight Mike. Throughout our long history here on The Midnight Jury, we have been targeted on a few separate occasions by what has now been deemed as cancel culture. Unlike most, we will not apologize, and we will never back down. That's why we need your support more than ever by donating to our Patreon, buying our merch, or, most importantly, streaming and downloading our shows directly through our website at WLWstudios.com. We appreciate everyone who listens to our show, and these are the ways that you can send love back to us. Thank you so much for the continued support, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on RantDMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you tired of being told what to think and believe by Hollywood elites and politicians who just don't care about you?
Tired of not getting the truth when you watch the news?
Tired of trying to figure out what pronoun to use?
Tired of mob mentality when all you want to do is think for yourself and make up your own mind?
That's where we come in. This is Justin.
And Vince.
Your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown.
We are a weekly anti-PC podcast bringing you entertainment and current event news without any spin.
If you want to truly stay informed on what's going on in the world, then give us a listen every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts, at least till Zuckerberg and Twitter Jack deplatform us.
And as always, we're proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Do looking at your walls make you depressed? Well, go to Router Designs Custom Signs and brighten them up. Here at Router Designs Custom Signs, we got you covered. Business logos, podcast logos, sports logos, logos of logos. At Router Designs, we do it all. So you can buy a wood sign to hang on your wall. Void where prohibited. Purchase necessary. Go to RouterDesignsCustomSigns at gmail.com for rules and pricing. Member of the Equal Sign Center. For more information, go to RouterDesignsCustomSigns at gmail.com. That's RouterDesignsCustomSigns at gmail.com.
Broadcasting outside the city that never sleeps. This is WLWstudios.com, New York City.
Thank you.
back on the Midnight Jury live on Rant EM Radio during WrestleMania 37 from Tampa, Florida. I am one of your hosts, Midnight Mike.
And I am your very best pal, Calvin Brody.
Now, there's clearly some sort of delay going on at WrestleMania. Can you confirm that, Cal?
No.
You're watching it more than I am. You're not seeing any matches.
No.
It seems like promo after promo after promo. Jeff, see if you could send us in some information. I mean, hell, we could probably get information in from Ocho and Durban because they're going to be calling in momentarily. And we're going to be doing our Back to the 80s. Back to the 80s. Trivia contest. I will give you the topic as soon as all three contestants are on the phone, and I hope I can. This all goes off without a hitch because I don't know if we've had people Skype in together. So let's hope that Skype allows us to do that.
According to Jeff, showed me some, according to an internet
Mark Wrestling source,
allegedly. This is actually CNET. But apparently, according to an update, bad weather conditions has caused the show to be delayed. It's taking place in an open-air stadium, currently buying time with backstage promos. Michael Cole said at 8:25 Eastern that the weather delay would end within 5 minutes.
And that
was, of course, 7 minutes ago.
So that's a lie. Thanks a lot, Michael Cole. You're still a jobber. But anyway, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are here on the Midnight Jury on the Long Island Sound at WLW Studios North on the Midnight Jury Compound.
Since Hogan's hosted the show, they just start playing No Holds Barred.
Would be awesome.
Don't worry, brother. I always have a copy of this on me at all times. Rip them.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. If I didn't say it, I was going to forget it, and it was too good to forget.
Well, all right.
Obviously.
Well, I have the word out to our challenger, Mike Durban, and the champion, Ocho, to give us a call, and hopefully we can get them on the line and ready to do this Back to the 80s trivia contest, which we do pretty much on every live show. What have some we've done in the past? I know we've done some in studio where it was like you versus Adam or someone, and we've done like wrestling themes, and we've done like 80s music, one-hit wonders,
yeah,
things like that. I'm trying to think of ones recently that. What did we do last week?
We did the Halloween costume one.
Okay, fair enough.
We did, I think it was just like movie lines in the last one.
Okay, here's where I have to figure out how to do this. I think I have Mike Durban on the line. There you are, and I'm hoping I'm going to get Ocho here because I don't know what button I actually just pushed to try to get these calls together.
We also need to hit record.
Well, yeah, I will. Oh, there we go. We did it.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the line, we have, how would I even record this? I need to record this. Mike Durban and Dr. Ocho, can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
I can as well.
And can you guys hear each other?
Yeah, I can hear Ocho, unfortunately.
I can.
Just kidding.
Unbelievable. My favorite bowler. Who do you think you are? I am. And I can hear the greatest bowler in history, Mike Durban, very well.
Here we go. Look at that. I just figured out how to start recording. So hopefully.
Are we not going to see you at all, Mike, or what?
My camera should be on. Hold on. Here we go. I got it. This should work.
You have to announce to us that you're recording too, by the way, or else it's illegal. So I'm quitting. See you guys.
Right. Ocho, Mike Durban, I am recording. We are here for Back to the 80s trivia on the Midnight Jury, which we have done, and Ocho has just been running the table. He has taken care of Cal on a few separate occasions and also took care of one of my other co-hosts, Eddie, once or twice. So we had to make it a triple threat match. Cal is here beside me. Ocho is on the line.
I was snowed this whole time. I had no idea. I walk in, I get told I'm in a triple threat match tonight. So,
and I told
I didn't know anything about anything. I didn't even know I was going to be in a match tonight. But apparently, I'm
Mick
be
Foley,
in a
the general manager. Is that what happened?
That's
Mick
it.
Foley decided at the last second and then hit the gavel.
Just hey, since you're here, you have a match tonight. Oh, I forgot to tell you, it's a triple threat.
Well, I think it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt you at all. You haven't been winning, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. You're just going to be 0-9 instead of 0-7. I guess.
Easy
that's
now.
All.
Easy now.
All right. Let me just officially introduce everybody. from Get My Go and the Mike Durban Show. It is an honor to have you on the Midnight Jury. Mike Durban, how you doing?
Good. It's an honor to be on. Thank you very much.
And you know what? I should have actually hit. I should have. I feel like I should have hit the cheering. So Mike Durban,
and then you got
the cheering.
We have to be.
I know you guys probably can't hear it, but when you hear the show, you'll know exactly what's going on. Ocho has figured that out because returning
Hogan's coming out now.
Returning champion of Back to the 80s trivia is Dr. Ocho in a new mask. Dr. Ocho, how you doing today?
Justice for Johnny. Never forget Johnny Lawrence.
Very nice.
And I'm doing great. I wish I had that chocolate milk that Cal has right next to him, his Ovaltine that he's drinking.
That's actually mine.
That's the sad part.
No, you know what it is? It's that ice coffee you could buy at the supermarket. You put some milk in it, you throw some chocolate syrup in there. Man, it's good stuff.
Yeah. And there's no Kahlua or amaretto in there at all, huh? Or vodka?
Oh, no.
I mean, this is the Midnight Jury Show.
This is vodka.
Understood.
Yeah.
Oh, with a chaser, with a chocolate milk chaser,
and a Pepsi Mango chaser.
Pepsi Mango.
Yeah,
there that is.
Yeah. That. All right, guys.
I feel like there should be a Chocodiles in there somewhere too.
If you're not watching WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan did just come out. I guess they're going to start soon. Did you guys see that it is on a delay due to weather?
Yep.
Yeah, it's on a delay. I'm on Hogan Warrior, so it's definitely on a delay.
All right, guys, I didn't tell Cal, as Ocho knows, I did not tell Cal the topic. Neither of you guys know the topic. Real quick, Ocho, what's with the new mask? It's throwing me off.
Because I'm so tired of having to not be able to have mine hydrate. So
you got a new mask, and are we expecting an 8?
Maybe not. I don't know. Ocho is ageless, timeless, and symbollessness.
All right, well, guys, here's the topic. Here is the topic for tonight's Back to the 80s trivia contest competition triple threat match, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be TV show lyrics from the... Oh, no. See, Durban, I thought this would be good. You're a musician. You're a musician. So what it is I am going to read you a lyric, and you tell me what the next lyric is.
Ooh. You're not going to sing it, though, are you?
If you want, I could sing it, but I don't think it's going to sound too good.
Of course, if I hear "Show me that smile again,"
even if I said this isn't like last week where we were doing movie, or last month or whatever, 2 months ago when we did movie quotes, I didn't want you to even know the movie, so I said them all monotone. In this one, I'm going to go ahead and say that chances are you're going to know the theme when I, at least most of them. So check it out. I do have, as usual, 10 questions. The first 5 are worth 1 point apiece. The second 5 are worth 2. And then I have a few bonus ones to break ties or something like that. Those are going to be worth 3 points. So I want to officially start this game. It is 1980s trivia, back to the 80s trivia on the Midnight Jury.
You know what? I got to get a paper towel. Oh, you know what? I got one.
You got it, Ocho. It's defending champion Ocho versus Mike Durban versus Cal. And we are going to get this started. This is number 1, guys. As a matter of fact, I have the TV shows written down, and I almost feel like I won't do that. Maybe I'll do that for like extra clue or something. But here we go. This is number 1. Everyone, Cal has his whiteboard. I see Ocho, you got a whiteboard. Just because I want to be able to give everybody a chance to score points, so we're not going to have people ringing in, especially since there could be delays on the internet. I want everyone to lock in your answer and then give me that answer. So here's the first one. Question number 1, the first lyric. Ooh, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. Baby, you and me, we gotta be blank. Ooh, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. Baby, you and me, we gotta be blank. All right, everybody's locking in their votes. I see Cal writing. I see Ocho writing. I'm going back to the screen. And I see Durban writing. So at least maybe we get someone who's close. Some of these are going to be easier than other folks. Easier than others, folks. Okay, I'm going to stop that. All right, guys. Are we all locked in?
I'm set.
Ocho?
Yeah.
Durban?
Yep.
All right, who do we go to? Let's go to the defending champion, Ocho. What do you got after Baby, You and Me, We Gotta Be...
I have the luckiest people and something something.
I don't know if I can give you a point for that, Ocho. We're going to go over to Cal and see what Cal has. Cal, baby, you and me, we got to be.
I think I put the end of the second part, not the verse that you were singing.
Oh, he has sharing the laughter, sharing the laughter and love. But
that's the abbreviated version. He doesn't know anything.
And Mike, what do you have?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
I know the song, but I don't know the lyric.
Okay,
right? That's where I was.
Then, right?
yeah, I'd say Ocho got the closest, but no points are awarded. Guys, what show is that?
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Uh-oh.
Growing Pains.
It was Growing Pains. See, now,
okay.
I should have, maybe I should have given points for that, like extra points, but I'm not going to do that. Here comes question.
You just sang the damn song.
I know, as soon as you started reading the lyrics, I was like, wait a minute. Ocho just sang this. This could be a problem.
All right, here we go. This is question number two, guys. And I'm not going to say the show, but it says, when you're lost out there and you're all alone, something blank. And I will say that again. When you're lost out there and you're all alone, something. I'm going to keep it quiet. We got the Jeopardy music playing. Sing it in your head, guys. All right, we're going to check around with everybody, see if everybody's locked in. Once again, and I'm going to try to sing this one. When you're lost out there and you're all alone. That's it.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, Cal, are you locked in?
I guess as much as I can.
I'm going to tell you guys this. Until I looked it up, I thought it was something different.
The first word, I know my first word is wrong.
I have 90% of it again. I know it.
All right, Ocho, what do you got?
When you're lost out there and you're all alone, lies waiting to carry me home. Everywhere you look.
I almost feel like I should give you a point for that, because that's pretty damn close.
What's the song is?
I wrote literally, to carry me home.
Mike Durban, what do you have?
Nothing.
Oh, nice. My goodness. Yeah. Calvin, what do you got?
I have Daddy is waiting to carry you home.
I hate to admit it. That's what I thought it was originally.
Yeah.
I thought it was Daddy's waiting to carry you home. And that just sounds weird now.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
But it is when you're lost out there and you're all alone, a light is waiting to carry you home.
I had
a
that. Light.
You had it except
right at
for
the tip
Daddy.
Of my brain. I had it except written, not written down.
All right, guys.
God damn it.
Actually, this one might be unfair because I think I heard Ocho sing this on the Get My Go Christmas special. So here we go. Question number three. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, blank. I'll sing it. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams. Yep. And then that's at the point where we got to figure out what it is. I'm gonna give
it another song because I'm trying to think of a song.
They can't hear it. Live audience can hear it. But either way, I'll turn it down for you, Cal, and I'll just try to vamp during it instead of adding sound effects.
Can you read it one more time?
Yes.
You don't even have to sing it. Just read it for me.
Okay. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, blank. The next one you all better get. I'm telling you right now, the next one, if you don't, I mean, if one of you doesn't get that, it's going to be rough. All right. Oh, by the way, the last one, for everyone who didn't know, that was Full House, 1987 to 1995. Now we go, I'm going to go, are you done? I think everybody else is locked in.
Close enough.
Not close enough. Okay. Ocho, what do you got? Hold on. Wait, say it again. Say it again.
I said I was close enough for the first two. He's saying close enough now and he wants shit? Come on. Okay. Suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you.
Wow. Ocho.
Well done, sir.
Ocho.
I didn't want to write.
Gets a correct answer. That was amazing. All right, moving on. Let's go to Cal.
No, 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 no. The facts of life are all about you.
Well, if I gave out half points, you'd get a half point, but you're not getting one there. And Mike Durban.
Oh. The facts of life, the facts of life.
That's well, hey, hey, at least you knew awesome. What show it was. That's all I could say about that. All right,
because
this one.
He edited to get my ghost show, that's why.
Guys,
just kidding.
This one, please, please, all of you, get this one.
Hey, let's at least update the scoreboard, at least at this point, right? Somebody finally got one here.
Yeah, Ocho is at 1 point, and Mike and Cal are trailing with 0 points. But I feel like we're going to see a point across the board on this one. Because the name of the show is in what I'm singing.
Oh.
Thundercats are on the move. Thundercats are loose. Blank. Finish out the phrase. Not just the next three words. Just finish out the phrase of that one. And Cal will be distracted by this. We got people writing in. Everyone's writing. Everyone went. This is the first time that everyone jumped in down to their boards or paper and started writing. All right, here we go. I'm going to check, see. It looks like Cal's still, everyone's still writing, but it looks like it's going to be, because this is a little bit longer. It's not just a word. It's not just a quick sentence. We're going to start off with, wait, Ocho's still writing. Go to this side of me. Calvin Brody.
Feel the magic? Question mark. Hear the roar. Thundercats are loose.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope everybody else has the same thing because Cal just got a point.
Hey-o.
All right, Mike?
The same. Feel the magic, hear the roar, Thundercats are loose. You guys are not going to believe it, but I watched Thundercats today. 2 episodes. Believe it or not, I did.
I don't blame you. As a matter of fact, Mike, you know what I have that I think you'd like? Can you reach down there and grab that box set of action figures right there? Right behind the bear? Yeah. I'm sure you even own these. But mine are in crappy condition.
It's a little dusty.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
See, that's a real show right
and
there.
Then, and, then it, and then it folds bullshit. Out so that you have Man-at-Arms and Beastman, too. So, yeah. But these were reprints, so it's not like they're originals, so it's nothing that impressive. But I know you're into Masters of the Universe.
Well, it is impressive. I had a few of those when they reissued them, I think in 2002. And I moved so many times over the years that somehow they didn't all make it when I moved. So from that reissue line, I only have He-Man and Skeletor.
Hey, those are the two to have, though.
Right?
Yeah.
I can recite the Diamond of Disappearance episode from Masters of the Universe.
Wait, front to back?
The Diamond Array of Disappearance.
Oh.
You must crush the Diamond of Disappearance.
Mike, you know what I liked, and I think I've talked about this on my show before, but I know if any Masters of the Universe fan, it'd be you. I used to love the Golden Books videos that were almost still shots, but they would animate like one thing, and they had like the Sword of Grayskull, and they're on YouTube. They're available on YouTube, but it's like Golden Books took the pictures from their books and half-ass animated them, and for some reason they just really they were darker than the cartoon.
Never seen those.
But I still look, have the comic books
behind me.
Go ahead, look
behind me, this is all Masters of the Universe on every shelf behind me, all those yellow shelves. Yeah, and I have a IKEA, what's those, the Detolf. I have that right behind me, the clear one.
Mike, do you have the comic books that used to come with the action figures?
I have a lot of them, not all of them.
Yeah. I have the one with Triclops where he was a badass and he beat up Battle Cat. Remember, Battle Cat went in the cage and his eyes couldn't, but Triclops sure had that freaking eye to really see in the dark, huh?
Yep.
That's crazy, Mike. Actually, I never knew, looking back there, I always knew there were action figures and I always knew you liked Masters of the Universe, but I thought there was more of an array of different ones. I wish I could.
No.
Do you collect at all Thundercats?
Funny you mentioned that. I just started collecting the Thundercats, the reaction figures. They're little, they're from Super 7. They're like 3.75 inch, like Star Wars figures. But I just started that in the past few weeks.
Well, yeah, but
you're not?
No, like not necessarily just the Thundercats ones, just the model of them in general. Like they can make more detailed figures, so I feel like they should.
But these, they're like a throwback because I've been looking. They released Thundercats ones like that. They also, I'm a big horror guy, and they released all the Universal monsters, and they did Michael Myers, all that stuff.
I didn't mean to interrupt the flow. Anyway, you were saying. I'm sorry, Mike.
So I just started getting into those again. So, you know, that's more money I got to spend on fucking toys.
Well, I always wanted to go back and get the ones that I had as a kid where you stuck the thing in the back and they lit up.
Yeah.
I always thought those were really cool.
Yeah, they're very expensive, though. Thundercats weren't as widely produced as He-Man, you know. He-Man, I mean, millions of those were made. But Thundercats, if you go on eBay, they're a little bit pricier.
Yeah. The Sideshow, the statue and collectible maker, I think either just put out or is planning to put out a Thunder Tank. And it's like, I want to say it's at least like $1,500. And it's like, it's not a toy. Like, it's a collectible. It's like a statue, you know, but it's like, it looks awesome, but it's so expensive.
Do you guys ever watch, this is the last thing I'll say before I continue with this, but did you ever see the Pawn Stars where the guy brought in the Thunder Tank?
No.
And he brought in the big wheel that was the Thunder Tank.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That was it's on YouTube once again. All right, here we go. Question number five. Here we go. No.
Ocho, you had it, right?
Oh.
Did we go to Ocho?
I was going to say also, are we still calling them action figures? Or are we still going to call them dolls at this point?
They're like not dolls. They're not
guys with their little underwear on and their awesome physiques and everything.
Not dolls, action figures. Ocho, did you give us your answer?
Nope.
Did you change it in that whole time? That looks like just scribbling. Thunder, 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 cats. No. So
I was going to see if you guys are going to go. No, I never watched that show. I know everything about He-Man, but I don't know shit about Thundercats.
I think we have a three-way tie right now. At 1 point apiece.
Oh.
This is the last one worth 1 point, and here we go.
Cal caught it, by the way. We were ready to move on, and Cal's like, wait a second.
Hold on.
Just a second.
We wouldn't have randomly thrown you a point, though.
No one's keeping score. Come on.
I'm keeping score. All right, here we go. Question number five. I bet we've been together for 1,000,000 years, and I bet we'll be together for 1,000,000 more. It's like I started breathing on the night we kissed, blank. I bet we've been together for 1,000,000 years.
I know it.
And I bet we'll be together for 1,000,000 more. It's like we started breathing on the night we kissed, blank. By the way, the two pointers on the next page aren't harder. So I don't want you to think that because this one didn't work, that we can't get a few more on this second page. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it, and there's got to be two or three that are going to be easy enough. But
you guys ever see that SNL bit with Michael J. Fox in the elevator, and they just all keep singing that song?
Oh yeah,
sha-la-la-la.
I don't think I've ever seen that. All right, Cal, what do you got?
Thank you for being afraid.
Okay, you're not even in the right realm. No, you're not even on the right show.
I didn't know what I was talking about. So
Ocho, what do you got?
And I can't remember what I ever did before.
What'll we do, baby?
Without a
you got it, Ocho.
What'll we do, baby?
All right, I'm gonna give you that.
And I can't remember.
Okay, Ocho. Mike, do you got anything?
Nope.
No.
Got nothing.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm going to have to bring I'm going to have to start.
Is it Family Ties?
It is Family Ties, okay. Which ran from 1982.
Dude, I don't get the easiest one ever, and I get all these freaking shit storms. What the frig?
Ran from 1982 to 1989. All right, here we go.
That show was on for 7 years?
Yeah.
Jesus, Christmas.
Mike, let me add in here, by the way. Speaking of Family Ties, you know, because we come here live. You know, we call in and all of a sudden it's all systems go. Whereas, you know, like we do the Get My Go and we do the Vince Russo and everything. And we start off and we're like, okay, we're going to start now. But like, I feel like when we get on this show, like the red light's on and Alex P. Keaton may freeze up, man, during that trivia show. And Mallory's got to take charge. I get nervous sometimes, Mike.
Live shows are a blast, man. If you're used to live shows, let's give a plug. How about Bromance? That's live on YouTube with Vince Russo every week. So that's pretty awesome.
We'll be again tomorrow.
There you go. Tomorrow night. Check it out during night two of Rained Out WrestleMania. All right, here we go. Question number six. Here we go. Durban, you didn't have anything. Ocho gets the point. Ocho's ahead by one. Here we go. Dance Your Cares Away Worries for another day. Let the music play down in Fraggle Rock. Work your cares away. Blank.
You motherfucker.
I know. I couldn't just do the easy beginning one. You kind of have to play a game with this. And I will repeat it for everyone listening at home. Dance your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play down in Fraggle Rock. Work your cares away. Blank. All right. Let's see what it looks like. Ocho's still writing. That's okay. Durban is either done or has nothing. And Cal's still writing. I can't go until I know you guys are done, because that's how you lock in your answers. By the way, Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre still going. The match finally started. But I think it's been going for a good 10 to 15 minutes at this point. All right. Ocho, still Ocho. Come on.
I got
Ocho
trying.
Has nothing.
I'm,
fine.
I'm reaching. Ocho, no, I got half of it.
Again. What do you fine? What do you got, Ocho?
Nothing for the first part, and then let the Fraggles play.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ocho. Without that first part, I don't think there's anything that I can do for you.
I've got a bunch of halves that maybe I can get a hole eventually up to like five or six of them.
Cal?
I just repeated the same stuff. Working for another day, let the music play down in Fraggle Rock.
No, that is also incorrect. Well,
agree to disagree, I guess.
Now, maybe Mike was also watching Fraggle Rock earlier today.
I didn't watch it, but I bought the Blu-ray box set about a month ago. I haven't started it yet, but I have saved it for some other day.
Oh, that's so close.
Another day. I have another, but I crossed it out. So,
well,
I guess
here's the problem. It's Dancing's for Another Day.
Oh,
let
okay.
the Fraggles play. So Ocho did get the second part. It's Let the Fraggles Play is the final one there. All right, moving along. Guys.
Hold on. One thing about the Fraggle Rock. Christopher Martin, before he shaved last week, was starting to resemble Junior Gorg.
That's actually true.
Yes.
That is actually true. And I know it hasn't come out yet. I recorded a Get My Go Superstars. I don't know if Rad Rob's ever going to release it, because it was like 2.5 weeks ago. But I know she's not on anymore, but I really, the first time I saw Sunny Salem, I thought she looked like Kenny Bolin in a wig and a ski cap. I know, she's probably joining the Get My Go team now, so that's not on anybody but me to say that, but it was more of an insult, I guess, on Kenny Bolin, because I'm not that huge of a fan of Kenny Bolin. But anyway, moving along, this is question number 7. Guys, please, I think we could do this one.
I hate when you say that. I'm like, oh, for freaking Ocho on this shit.
Here we go. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift from me, blank. And I think one of you sung it earlier.
He just did. Cal did.
Okay. All right. We're doing it. All right. Will this distract you, Cal? No. Okay. You got this one. Okay. Hopefully. Once again, I honestly apologize. I would have picked the easier TV theme lyrics in each one of these shows, but I honestly thought that.
Deep. I get it.
Yeah.
I
no.
Get it.
No. And I thought, because I'm a nerd, so I used to have a CD. When cars played CDs, when you used to get a system for your car, and like that would match like the lighting on the floorboards and all that stuff, I used to have a CD of just television themes. So I don't know.
Well, most people aren't nerds like you, so we didn't. I'm speaking for everybody here.
All right, fair enough. Buddy. Mike, do you have anything?
Nope.
No. We're gonna redeem ourselves in a little while. Cal,
I feel bad. I feel like he feels like. He came on here and just got ambushed.
He did not.
Bullshit.
No, this has happened
before.
Like, I thought
this was going to be fun, and instead it's just not anything.
But a guy that handsome doesn't ever feel that way. Trust me. Mike Durban is the most handsome guy I've seen in years. He doesn't feel that way. He commands the room, so he's fine with this. Not that it's a whitewash or anything, but this guy's a freaking pro. He's a Get My Go hero.
Well, not only that, where did that shirt come from? Is that a new one?
This is the uninspired uninspired with Brother Martin.
I love it.
Yeah, not for sale. It's a prototype. There's only one of these so far, but Yeah.
Hopefully there
There'll
can be
more after this.
Yeah, hopefully there can be more.
It. Yeah, it's cool. Looking
All right, here we go over to Cal.
What did Cal have?
And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Wow, Calvin Brody with a point. Ocho, what do you got?
And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Wow. Two guys who love watching old sexually charged ladies.
Well, I was for Rue McClanahan and Estelle Getty. That's it. None of that B. Arthur shit.
All right, let me look at what we got here.
B. Arthur ran a cantina on Tatooine, folks. So let's not.
That's true. She
that.
Did. All right, I'm gonna cut a few questions out. I'm gonna try to get to ones that I feel like would be a little bit easier. And if they're not, I really apologize. But this has happened before, Mike. I did a number one Halloween costume of each year.
Atrocious.
On five abortions on TV, and it would have been better.
These two, I don't even know if they got one in an entire decade. So it has happened before. I don't know what's going on here. How about this, guys? Here's the next one. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could be so free. Blank. Blank. And then I got another. You know what? And honestly, I feel bad, Mike, because I thought going into this, I was like, I had a few options or whatever to go through. And I thought, because this is music, you know, Mike might have this. But I guess you just didn't listen to television themes. You just listened to actual music.
Yeah. Well, no. I know all the songs. I just don't know the lyrics. Like I'm not a lyric person. So.
I'm kind of the same way. The beat is good. So these are hard. I mean, as much as like we all know the first verse, it's the second and third ones, you little prick waver, that you keep throwing at.
Yeah.
Well, if I ever do this again,
this is just Joe Scarborough.
If I ever do this again for the 90s, I will go with the easy ones at the beginning of TV show themes because I do feel honestly bad. But here we go. Like I said, believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Blank. What do you have, Cal?
Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could I be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
Well, that's a lot.
He's wrong.
I didn't expect all of that. Hold on. No, flying away. On a wing and a prayer, who could it be?
Who could it be?
Okay, correct, but I'm not going
to... See, I fucking told you!
No, I am not. I'm looking at my notes. Ocho is right, but I'm giving you both the points for that. I can't, at this point...
I get it.
Ocho, at this point, with how many we've gotten, I can't start being particular about he's and I's and Z's and all these other pronouns. I've just got to take them all as one. You could have said she, and I would have been okay with it at this point. I know, Ocho. I can see your answer. I know. Thank you. All right. See, okay.
Only, honestly, that's a Joe Scarborough song. That's a badass tune. Yeah. That was a song before it was actually a theme for the Greatest American Hero. That's Mike Durbin, what did you have?
Nothing.
All right.
Okay.
I think the Golden Girls song was a real song before it became.
Yes.
Did you wipe away the score?
I never had the score.
I was keeping the score, but I thought you had it right there. But is it 2-2-1? That's what I think it is.
If you want to just go through which ones were punching, I can tell you.
Ocho just got it too, right?
Correct.
So I think it's 3-2-1.
3-2-1. Correct. Yes. No, he's right. He's right because you got that one. All right, guys. How about this one?
Oh, Bobby Lashley won. He's
really?
He stole the champion.
Oh, I picked
what
Drew.
What happened with Hogan Warrior? That's the one I was on. Anything good? Because I heard that match was awesome.
I'm sorry,
so
I should have said spoilers.
No, the first match was the world title match, Ocho.
There may be people recording it or something. May not.
You said it was on delay. I was on WrestleMania 6.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not happening.
Hey, it's the NWO, you guys.
Fine, spoiler. Warrior wins. All right, here we go.
It's Bailey and the NWO, you guys.
Shh, here we go. The new boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs, God. And it's understood. Blank. I feel like that's in the beginning of a TV show theme. Because I also remember when looking this up, I don't think that there were actually other lyrics to the song aside from the name of the song.
I can sing a whole bunch of them. Don't you worry.
I'm not worried about it, Ocho. Believe me. All right. Now what we do is we check to see that everybody has their thing in. And I will read it one more time. It is the new boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs and it's understood. Blank. All right, Ocho, what do you got?
Would you like the the first season or first two seasons version, or with the Pembrokes, or with the from season three on with the Powell?
I want the one that I have right here.
Actually, they're both the same. They just sang differently. He's there just to take good care of me, like he's one of the family.
Charles in charge.
In charge of our days and our nights.
Mike Durban.
Nothing.
Mike, I'm going to find a show for you, man. I'm going to find a show for you.
But this is actually funnier now. I feel like he knows these, and he's just going with
I don't even know what show it's from.
Charles in Charge. Mike, how old are you? You're around Ocho. 40,
yeah, 42.
40.
I watched Charles in Charge. I can name the entire cast, but I just...
telling you this right now. This goes to show how not spoiled I was, because I had no remote control. I had no cable. I only had... If the show was on, I was watching it. Therefore, I got all this dumb shit stuck in my freaking brain.
What do you got, Cal?
I have, and he's there just to take good care of me.
I mean, I have to give you a credit on that one. Because
I won't fight that one, even though there is no and.
Well, before you answered, I would have said, can you give me the next one? I think you would have been able to nail that. So, So now it's 4-3-1. Here we go. This one, you know what? I'm gonna call this it.
Oh,
I'm gonna call this it. And this is this is for one. I'm gonna make it a 1 point question, because Mike is behind. He's not gonna get to the four that Ocho has, and then Cal. Oh, you know what? No, make it 2 points, because then there would be a winner. There you go. Yeah. There's one you could tie. So it's gonna be.
We could have a playoff.
We're not having a
all
playoff.
Right, that's all right.
We're not having a playoff.
2 point.
All right.
End my show soon, man.
There's a crazy rhythm coming from Puppet Land. There's a crazy rhythm coming from Puppet Land. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, one more time, please.
Jesus all right. Christ. There's a crazy rhythm come from Puppet Land. There it is. That's going to be the final question, because we had a rough time on this one. Not only, you know, Mike, but I mean, you guys are behind what you usually do. So I do know that this was a harder 80s trivia, and I actually feel like a piece of shit for that. But that's okay. All right, here we go. Everyone's writing. We got some up. Wait, yep. Got some writing going on. Oh, Cal, are you done?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Is this that kind of shit that you were talking about, the digital effects?
No, that just looks like neon lights.
Well, no, now this is just neon lights. Before, where it said feel the glow.
Oh, probably, yeah. The WWE we're talking about is doing all that like digital stuff that like flies out from the screen. It just looks ridiculous. All right. It looks like everybody's locked in. Mike Durban.
I don't know if this is the line right after, but I have, and it's time to let down your hair.
No, that's the first verse.
That is the first verse, but what show was it, Mike?
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That is correct. Ocho, what do you got?
Get down in sand. I don't have it.
No one's getting down in sand, I'll tell you that much.
Before that was before he whacked off, remember, so you don't know.
Yeah. Cal, what do you got?
Mine just says Cyndi Lauper singing noise, so it would be...
Fair enough. That was Cyndi Lauper, and it was Pee-wee's Playhouse. There's a crazy rhythm coming from Puppet Land. Here we go. Dirty Dog, Cool Cat, Chicky Baby are the puppet band.
Oh, my God. That should have been
ass.
Come on.
I
knew it. I figured if I knew it, that other at least one of you would know it. Not all, but one. I figured each one
Dude,
of these.
Honestly, I think it would have been hard if it was get out of okay, bed. There'll be no more.
Let me ask
seriously.
Mike, the other ones I have left, I'll tell you the name of the show. And see, okay. Dukes of Hazzard.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. Perfect Strangers, Three's Company. Would you think you could get any of those?
Three's Company I would probably get.
Okay, yeah. Let's try Three's Company just as a one-off. Ocho, by the way, again, Ocho is our
Never
champion.
Forget, buddy. Never
so,
forget.
And I'm, you know, at this point, it's like I am not even pulling for you, Ocho. You're cocky, and I'd like to see someone beat you once.
Paper champion.
Unintentionally cocky. These are just factuals.
Okay,
man.
But here we go. Three's Company ran from 1977 to 1984. Come on, dance on our floor. Take a step that is new. Blank. Now keep in mind,
we don't have to play, right? It's just
don't
for
get
the
tricked.
Best bowler.
I already put my board down.
Don't get tricked. Remember what I've been doing all night. That's a clue.
It's the second verse.
There you go. All right. Okay. I guess since Cal's not writing anything down. Wait.
Oh, I thought we were. Are we playing this or no?
Yeah, play it. Play it.
Oh shit! Oh damn it!
I'll say it again. Come on, dance on our floor. Take a step that is new. This one, I feel like I might have. This one would have been the one where like you guys sing half the lyrics and mumble the other half.
Yeah. Exactly it. That's why I'm not even writing anything.
Okay, so Ocho, what do you got then?
It would have been like when the seasons are flays and fleas and flays. Threes go.
That actually sounds more like the first verse.
When the kisses are hers and hers and his, Three's Company too. That's the
Mike
first
Durban,
verse.
What do you have?
You just said it. The kisses. I thought it was the pleasures. So I have where the pleasures are hers and hers and his, Three's Company
that's
too.
That's the first verse.
Exactly. Okay.
But no, is it pleasures or kisses? It's probably kisses.
Okay. And Cal, you don't have it, right?
I have nothing.
Okay, what if I said we've a lovable
face that need your face. I'm telling you, it's Jerry Lewis. It's
face that needs your face? That's what you came up with? It's we've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's Company too.
Wow. That was so close.
No, face and face, you got face right, but the fact that you added the second face makes
well,
it so
what
wrong.
What with face but face?
Space, I don't know, the only thing that came up. But either way, guys, thank you so much for playing. Ocho is the champ, and Ocho continues on.
You'll love him so much.
Even though he, I don't know, I just can't find a way to beat him.
I want to know the other, except for the Duke's hat.
Hey, how about this?
Duke's hat.
Well, here's another question. If I gave, I'm not saying next month or the month, but Durban, if I did something like lyrics to 80s songs, give me the next lyric, would you be better at that?
Probably not.
What about 90s songs?
I feel like he's like
no lyrics. I'm no lyrics.
What about
lyrics? Very bad with lyrics.
Hey, Mike, what if you pigeoned it like to big hair 80s, like Poison or no? Still no.
How about?
I feel like it would be something like a.
I think you'd be good at this.
Name that tune.
Hold on.
Or
yeah, name
that
tune. I could do.
Would be.
Yeah. I could do that.
I haven't figured out how to get the our audio soundboard through to you guys yet. I still got to figure that out. So, but here's a question, I think, which Cal would also be, I don't know about Ocho, but what if I did names of songs, tell me the band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you guys would be okay at that? Because we could do that sometime.
Yeah, 80s wise, sure.
What about 90s, Ocho? I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out.
But basically, anything after Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I'm screwed. So if that's like 92 or 93, that's all I'm saying. Like
okay,
some 90s,
Okay, fair enough. All right, guys, before I let you guys go. And I'm so sorry, Mike.
It's okay. No problem.
Montreal
screw job. This is.
I did not Montreal screw job anybody. But anyway, but what I wanted to do, I talked to you and Ocho about this a little bit last night. I know it's not possible. I just don't see it ever being possible. But I would like to just let's see. What if we from this point on, once a week, once every other week, in a comment here, in a comment there, why don't we hashtag Vince Disco, WWE Hall of Fame, or Vince, WWE Hall of Fame, or Disco, WWE Hall of Fame, and let's see if we can get some sort of movement or some sort of, let's see if the dirt sheets will report that there is a small surge, even though they don't want to be there, they deserve to be there to get them into the WWE Hall of Fame.
You know, this is how Sanjaya got so far on American Idol, basically. Nobody wanted him, but Howard Stern had everybody vote for Sanjaya.
Wait a minute. So is this a Howard Stern reference? Because you just said you didn't know anything past 92, then went to talk about...
Music songs and whatnot. No,
what's
I'm
American
saying is...
Idol?
Like, but... I didn't know who Sanjaya was because I was listening to Stern.
Okay, so it's a Stern reference. That's fair enough.
Yes. No, that's it's a very much a Stern reference. No, but that's we could do this, man.
You think
it was like the unblock the grapplers thing, man. That started taking some legs, so I think we're onto something.
How far do you think we could get it? Do you think we could get a dirt sheet to report on it? Because what are the chances, seriously, out of 100, that we get one of them in?
If you get Feeney throwing it in there, look how good Get My Go got. I mean, this is good. See, Mike, you're the catalyst to this. Mike Durban, the greatest bowler in history.
Yeah, I keep hearing all about. Did you see his picture of Mike? What was it, Mike Durand that you sent me, Ocho?
It's Mike Durbin.
It is Mike Durbin. Oh, Durbin. No, not Durban.
What? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It was a funny picture.
It was on the cover of Bowler Weekly in 1988, man. You don't discredit that.
When did I discredit it?
I'm just saying.
All right. So, guys, let's do it. Anyone listening, we just start putting the feelers out there to either tweet or with a hashtag Russo Disco WWHOF or just Russo WWHOF Disco WWHOF. Get it out there. Let's see if we can get at least Vince and Disco to know we're trying to pull for him, even though, like they've said, I don't care about the Hall of Fame. Look, if Coco Beware deserves it, Vince Russo deserves it. Like, I like Coco. I'm not trying to crap on Coco Beware, but, you know, Vince Russo had a big thing in that. Disco through WCW. Let's try to at least get the name on people's tongues, guys.
Did Frankie get in too, or just Coco?
Well, I think it's a package, isn't it?
Okay. You said you didn't want to crap on Coco. I guess Frankie crapped on Coco a few times.
Probably on his shoulder, I would say. Yeah,
just
or
saying.
On his arm. But he always held him up.
But he got in.
Oh, absolutely. Mike, seriously, promote everything you got because I feel so terrible.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Get See? My Go, episode 45 came out today. It's part two of the three-part Christopher Martin series.
Oh, that is out. I got to have that. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh, you're mentioned. Ocho is definitely mentioning this one. Yeah.
I've been moving all week, dude. I'm in a new house. I don't have internet yet. I'm at the old house right now for this because it's important. I got a freaking, oh my God. Oh, I got it right here.
Hold on.
God.
I would say this. I would say this about episode 45. If you have never listened to Get My Go before, episode 44, the one right before this, I feel like is a great starting off point for the Christopher Martin story. Yes. If you're a new listener, and 45 is probably one of the best episodes out of all of them that I have heard, but the cliffhanger of part of 44 goes so nicely into 45 that if you have the time, listen to 44, then know that 45 is going to just blow your mind.
Is it Christopher Martin, the Coldplay guy?
No, not the guy from Coldplay.
Oh, all right.
This is
WWE can't even write this good story that these guys did on Get My Go, man.
Yeah. I mean, dude, this guy, Chris Martin, he did like a 2-hour Facebook Live back in February, and it was like at 3 a.m, and he just talks and talks and talks, and he's saying shit he should not publicly be saying. So we watched it. We did a watch along, and we ripped it apart, and we proved him wrong, and he's just digging himself a bigger hole.
And I got to be a part of it somehow, unbeknownst to me, a year later.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of funny.
Yeah. And this the show is outstanding. I actually just recently went back because it's the audio versions are available on like all your major podcast like platforms. And recently, while I'm at work, I've been just literally hitting an episode and just letting the episodes play because I've watched them all. And I love the visual ones. But, audio is great, too. And it's this guy and you guys watching it when you pulled that episode to be able to show it on Get My Go, that probably doubled the count of the people who actually watched that.
Yeah, there's a lot of listeners go back and they'll watch it before we will. You know, like Josh Hinkle, he'll watch their stuff as soon as it comes out, and then he'll give me a full report, and then I decide whether or not we're going to do that episode. People like Derek Brooks, great friends of ours that they do the work for us a lot of times, so yeah, they're getting a lot of numbers off of us, so they should be thanking us every week.
Oh, okay, because I was under the impression no one listened, and the only people
I mean, they would be at zero, but because of us, they get like 10 or 15 extra viewers right now.
They have 80, and 78 are from Get My Go, what it is. Yeah.
And then the people who watch Get My Go, it's hundreds of people now are seeing
this. That's what it is.
Yeah. And so that's at, what is it, Get My Go Show on Twitter?
On Twitter, yeah, at Get My Go Show, and then our YouTube is youtube.com/getmygo, and then like you said, the audio feed is on all major podcast platforms. Thank you, Joe Feeney, for setting that up. And we have a sponsor next month. Joe Feeney is doing the Lord's work. He's going to make money. He's going to make some money for us. Thank you, Joe.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm so happy because I feel like throughout I'm being nerdy about it, but I feel like throughout the go of Get My Go, there's been times where you guys are like, oh, you know, maybe we should, you know, we might, people have thought, oh, they're gonna disco and Vince, everybody say, oh, they're gonna run out of material or this,
never.
Yeah, this is gonna happen. Yeah.
As long as they're going.
And you guys have even said, oh, I'd like to branch out and do just get away from John Wangland. And I'm like, no. Don't go away. Now I'm saying, like, it's awesome that you went and you did Chris Martin. Then you did it wasn't Richie Reardon, was it? Who was it?
No.
Like there was another one with someone else, and maybe John Wangland. But I don't mind going to other people. But please, if I have any say, please always go back to John and Chris. Always.
Oh, we will definitely. But like today, Kevin Gill. If you don't know who he is, He was the Joe Feeney's predecessor, the producer of Keeping It 100. I don't know too much about him, but I've seen his picture a lot. And if you just search today for WrestleMania weekend, search on Twitter, Kevin Gill, 99.9% of the tweets about him are negative. There's pure hatred for this gentleman. You know,
he's another one of them freaking SJWs, yes, but he's not even good about it. Like, he's really bad about it.
And to be honest, I actually am an Insane Clown Posse fan, and he is like in tight with those guys and is always at all the gatherings and all that stuff. But even 5 years ago, longer, I couldn't stand him. I couldn't stand him on Conan's show. I couldn't stand him on anything I ever heard him on. And then he, as time progressed, he became a super SJW. And it's just like, dude, you know, you're right. A lot of people just have a bad taste in their mouth for Kevin Gill.
Yeah. So we may do something of his coming up soon. I don't know if we'll do something he did commentary on. Like he did, I think it was Game Changer Wrestling. I think he's their commentator this weekend. Or we may do one of his podcasts. I don't know. But I would love to branch out at some point. But we will never stray too far from Brother Martin.
That's your bread and butter, man. That's homegrown talent. That's you scouted it perfectly.
Well, Mike, so thank you so much for being on the show. I'm glad we actually got to talk a little Get My Go. And Ocho, give me your info.
At Real BG Ocho on the Twitter. And I've been laying low, man. I moved. I'm doing things. I'm in 8 places at once, obviously. I'm here to help you guys because everybody needs my help. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I had to defend my title, and I wanted to be in the presence of the greatest bowler in history. Who do you think you are? I am. And that's pretty much all I got. Bromance starts again tomorrow.
So Bromance on Sunday nights with Vince Russo. You do the, what is it?
Shit, I forgot.
Yeah, come on, Rad Rob.
And I got the Ninja Turtle guy. Yeah, that's Thursdays. See, I'm picked apart, man. There's plenty of Ocho to go around, but usually I say that for ladies, not for guys.
Ocho, at this point, it's almost, you could see Ocho every second Saturday
every
of the month,
every month
the Midnight Jury.
Midnight Jury, shit.
And on Get My Go. You've been on Get My Go also.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to be like Amy Schumer. I don't want to spread myself too thin, but
she never is too thin, Ocho.
Yeah. but she's spread.
Yeah, definitely spread. All right, guys, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of WrestleMania if you decide to watch it. And this will be available for download sometime this week. I'll let you know.
Awesome.
Appreciate it, guys.
Have a good one.
Nice meeting you, Ocho. Always a pleasure.
You too.
And I look forward to doing this again, boys. You guys be safe. Be well.
You too. Bye.
So veiny.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. And Mike Durban and Ocho on the Midnight Jury. I not only am I upset that Mike couldn't get into that game, and it's not his fault. You know, there's some things people know, some things people don't know, and that's a thing that he doesn't know. But like, had we done Masters of the Universe trivia, which you don't think you would know? Like, if I threw out characters and I said name the character or.
Very few.
Oh,
probably.
I think then maybe you should host that, and then me and Ocho and Durban should do like Masters of the Universe trivia because I think Durban wins, but at least it would be like a pretty decent competition.
Yeah, if tonight's show had been name the show this theme was from, it would have been a different story.
What if this show? Was named
if,
the show
if, no,
that
so
this show is
if that,
named?
If that segment was named the show that this theme song is from,
maybe I should do that. Here, Cal, before we hit a quick break, how about this one? No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's going to stand in my way. There's this flame in my heart and a long-lost friend, blank.
Oh my God, I haven't.
Here we go. I'll sing
perfect
it.
Perfect Strangers.
No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. It's flame in my heart and a long lost friend.
Gives every dark street a light at the end.
Damn! Wow!
Standing tall on the wings of my dreams.
Wow, that was actually pretty impressive. I liked that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Midnight Jury, and when we get back from this break, we are going to be bringing the energy really high and doing a watch-along. And this one, ladies and gentlemen, you're probably going to want to go to the downloads to do so you can watch it, because I know a lot of you are watching WrestleMania. What do we have? Bobby Lashley won, and then we had that girls' match. We don't know who won that.
It looked like Natalya may have won. Natalya and Tamina?
Tamina Snuka, so a big kind of bigger woman?
Yes.
Yeah, that would make sense. Unless it was Nia Jax, that big.
It was not Nia
hole.
Jax.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back from this break, we're going to be doing a watch along. You'll be able to hear it. So if you want to stick around, if you're not watching along, you'll be able to hear the episode. So it's not like you'll be completely, but it's going to be more fun to put it on like your TV. Put us in your ears and turn the volume down on your TV and just, I'll tell you where to find it on YouTube and what it's called. Mr. Belvedere, the one where the son's friend gets AIDS. Not funny, but not funny in the sense.
The laughter belies the seriousness.
But funny in the sense
it.
That, I don't know, funny,
like how?
Funny in the sense that we know how cheesy and uncomfortable after school special it's going to be.
It's almost like virtue signaling.
It's gonna be uncomfortable.
Virtue signaling was a thing.
Stick around with us, ladies and gentlemen, on rantemradio.com. Seriously, thank you so much, Mike and Ocho. I really do appreciate it. And I'm embarrassed because I also was off with the sound bites. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I was a little off tonight on those. There's pressure.
We didn't want to say anything.
We had the pre-show. We have WrestleMania. We're reporting on that. We're doing a trivia. We're doing a watch-along. Think about all the things we're doing here. And it looks like Seth Rollins. Is that? No?
I don't know.
I can't see who that is.
Yes, Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins coming to the ring. That means he
is like a Nakamura costume?
Oh, he's going against Cesaro. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back in about... When we get back in about, I don't know, 10 minutes, we got some ads, we got some music. When we get back, it's that watch along here on the Midnight Jury. I can't wait to see you then.
Talk to you then.
Keep watching WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah. hail from Child's Play, Child's Play 2, Bride of Chucky.
This is Scotty Riggs.
Hey, this is Rocky Gray, composer for 1031 and The Barn.
Hi, I'm Paige. I am the creator and director of Redheads, the documentary.
Hello. Salutations. My name is Jeremy Todd Moorhead, and I'm the star of Redhead.
This is Mitchell Mussolino. I play Sam in the horror film The Barn, and you are listening to The Midnight Jury.
You're listening to The Midnight Jury.
You're listening to The Midnight Jury.
And you're listening to The Midnight Jury.
What's up? It's Mike again. I know you are a diehard Midnight Jury fan, and I know that because you've gotten through most of the episode and made it to our final ad break this week. You are our most important listeners, and we appreciate everything you do for us. That's why we need you to help us fight against censorship and make sure you like, retweet, and share our stuff on Twitter and Facebook at Midnight Jury. Our free speech has been threatened. We've been censored on iTunes and kicked off of previous networks, and we will always have the last laugh. If you tell five friends and they tell five friends, we can take over the globe. It's up to you, our most diehard Midnight Jury listeners. Please continue your loyal support, and we will continue to say whatever we want and speak our minds on any topic we deem necessary. But now, it's time to finish this break and end out the show.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years, but when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Hi, this is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Broadcasting from outside the Big Apple, this is WLWstudios.com, New York City.
On the Midnight Jury. I just spent the break making sure to send an apology DM to Mike Durband. I realized that about once we got through those first two and no one was getting them, I should have just changed it, and Cal agreed to just, I should have read the lyrics and you guys should have told me the show. I feel like that would have gone over a lot better. Do you agree, Calvin Brody?
I do agree. But, I mean, again, we had fun. But it certainly, the scores would have been very different if we had changed the game.
We got back before this match ended.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins and Cesaro still going at it at WrestleMania. For those of you hanging around, we're about to have a little bit of awkward fun. We're going to be watching and a watch-along to the Mr. Belvedere episode where the kid has a friend. And the kid unfortunately gets AIDS. Yes.
I'm sorry, it's sad.
If you're listening on the download, or you want, oh, hell, if you want to do it now, if you're not watching WrestleMania, you go on to YouTube and search Mr. Belvedere Season 2, Episode Number 16, number hashtag 16, for those younger listeners. I got it queued up, ready to go. And we're gonna do that like right now. Why not get to it so that hopefully we can end out the show and be able to watch that amazing main event, Sasha Banks versus somebody.
Some girl?
Yeah.
Here, let's hold on.
It doesn't matter.
Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair.
There you are. Can't wait for that to end out a night.
We also have The Miz and John Morrison. Oh wait, no. Well, no, yeah.
We have I don't
the
know Miz what we've
and
seen.
John Morrison versus I've Bad, seen. But,
There had to have been other matches because no. I've only seen three.
We've seen Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre.
Correct, the girl one and this one.
The girl one. And
but I think there was one we might have missed when we were playing. There had
no,
to have been.
That was this one because it's one, two, three, four.
It doesn't matter.
Five girl tag teams, but it wasn't a tornado tag. So it looked like it was almost Royal Rumble style. So you would have two tag teams.
Oh,
in
and then
ring.
They'd enter.
One would get eliminated, and okay. Then the next one would come out, and then the next. Like a gauntlet. So that went on for like ever.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I gave you your shot. I will say it one more time, but I'm not going to give you that much time to get to it. It's Mr. Belvedere, season 2, episode 16. You will be able to hear it on here, on the live feed and on the download, so enjoy that. So here we go, Cal.
Now, WrestleMania 37 hosts, hey, that doesn't mean they're commentating.
Oh, you know
right?
what I got to do? I should say give a 3-2-1 so that we can all start it at the same time.
That would also work.
And this just keeps playing. Stop doing that. All right, what were you saying? And then we'll start.
Titus O'Neil and Hulk Hogan are the hosts, but that doesn't mean they're commenting. Like, having the sound
no,
off
not,
right now doesn't mean we're missing, again, on display for the world to see, brother. Okay, no, so it says Michael.
Yeah,
so
it's,
I guess
Mike,
it's Michael.
Yeah, exactly. It ain't, okay. it, yeah,
Michael
no.
Cole
that means stuff. That they just come out and do things every now and then.
Yeah, all right.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Season 2, episode 16 of Mr. Belvedere. 3-2-1, play. Kid just pricked his finger sewing his jeans. Bob Uecker.
Yeah. Hey, Kev.
Hey, Dad.
What are you doing?
Sewing
I'm
jeans.
Taking up the hem on Heather's dress.
Oh.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah, Dad, will you do me a favor and check my muffins?
Sure, killer.
Yeah, just stick a toothpick song? In one of them, and if it comes out clean, that means they're done.
Look, we never had that little man-to-man talk, did we, Kev?
No, Dad, I'm doing this for school. I'm taking home ec.
You are?
Look, Dad, it's an easy A. Besides, it was either this or wood shop, and I need all my fingers for college.
Hey, wood
Mom?
Shop.
I'm somebody famous. Tell me who I am.
Hitler.
Taft.
Raymond Burr. No, I'm William Howard
Boom.
Taft.
Wow.
For a President's Day pageant at
well,
school,
I just
remember?
Saw a fat guy in a
right,
suit, and I thought a Taft.
Wonderful, honey.
Well, I guess Churchill
no,
with the hat.
Nobody knows who I am, and even when I tell them, they don't know.
Well, President Taft. Home early from school?
Oh, you
I
see,
think
honey,
Taft
Mr. Belvedere
had,
knows
Taft
who you
had
are.
Facial hair?
Nah, he doesn't
no
count.
Idea.
Mr. Belvedere
so.
Knows everything.
That's true. What's the matter, champ?
Wesley's a little upset about his President's Day pageant at school.
I got there late, and the only presidents left were Taft and Nixon, and Howie Huffnagel got to be Nixon because he sweats a lot.
I thought they'd
well,
take a dig.
Honey, we're very proud
bigger
of you,
dig
no matter
Nixon.
Which president
yeah.
you are.
Yeah, cheer up, pal. You'll make George Washington next year.
I still might get to play Lincoln.
Oh, yeah?
You know my friend Danny O'Neill, the one you all like so much because he never does anything wrong? Well, he was supposed to play Lincoln, but his parents had to come and take him home.
Why?
He got caught with this stuff called AIDS.
AIDS?
There it is.
Oh, my God.
Boy, he must really be in trouble.
AIDS.
His laugh track.
That's going to be a really uncomfortable laugh track. Because they're going to have to tell jokes.
Yeah.
Like that. That's. I feel like we should mark it down. Give me a dry erase board. Uncomfortable.
Your jacket as you came through the door. No one blared.
This is going to be our count of uncomfortable laugh tracks after an AIDS joke. That's one. In the cold open.
Out below. There's a change in the status quo.
Like, none of these people.
I thought it was even the older son has a friend who has AIDS. Not the young kid.
Well, I guess the young kid's friend likes to hang out at, like, truck stops.
Do drugs and have unprotected gay sex?
At like, a bathhouse at Jenkinson's.
Many, 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 many gay men.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand.
It turns out he has AIDS.
Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye.
So what'd the school say?
Danny's got AIDS.
I was waiting for the laugh track.
It seems right? he
Should
told
I throw
some
mine
kids
in?
On the playground, and they got scared and told some other kids, and Danny's parents were called, and I guess they decided the best thing would be to keep him home until the doctors can evaluate his case.
Well, what's he doing with AIDS? I mean, he's just a kid. George, I believe the boy is a hemophiliac. So?
Apparently, he got some infected blood a couple of years ago.
There you go.
Well, doesn't anybody test that
stuff? A Ryan
stuff?
White situation.
They do now.
What about Wesley? He thinks that getting AIDS is like being caught with chewing gum.
It
How
is.
How are you going to tell him?
But deadly.
I say make something up.
Hi, guys.
I'm gonna go upstairs and do my homework now.
So that I see don't ya. Get
hold it, Wes. There's something
is that
your
is
mom
Euchre
and I'd
his
like
dad?
To talk to you about.
Yeah.
Is it serious?
They're way
I'm
too
afraid
old.
So, honey. Really?
He
serious?
Is.
Serious?
Yeah, Belle.
But I wasn't the one who wanted to play doctor. It was Holly Huffmingle's idea.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. What are you talking about?
About your friend Danny.
Listen, Wes, this AIDS thing you told us about. Do you know what that is?
Sure. I mean, it's real bad, and you get in real bad trouble if you get caught with it. Sort of like shoplifting.
I don't
That's
know if I can
pretty
count
close.
That one.
Wes,
yeah, like a happy.
AIDS is a disease.
This is so
and
serious.
And your friend is pretty sick.
Imagine going to a...
Like,
so you're
going to get better?
I'm going to a live studio
nobody
showing of
knows, champ.
Mr. Belvedere. And then it's this?
Well,
you're like, geez,
the
thanks, guys.
Quite figured it all
the only
out
better
yet
ones would have been, say, a shooting episode.
Yeah. You're saying you might be sick for a whole
episode
week?
Maybe two.
Boy, no school, lucky duck.
There's one. you lucky
hey
AIDS.
Hey, Wes.
Hey, Wes.
What?
Hey, Wesley. I heard you were getting to play President Lincoln now.
Yeah. If you give me a bite of your cupcake, I'll free you.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. That was a black character, folks.
The only reason you're getting to play Lincoln is because Daddy
holy
got thrown out.
Holy shit.
I don't know.
That's just
anyway,
going
to
go one tick down here for
Danny's
extremely
house
inappropriate. What's the matter?
What's the matter? Are you crazy? Do you want to die too? What are you talking about? That AIDS stuff is the worst thing you could get. I mean, you just get sicker and sicker. And then your arms and legs start falling off. And then it's all over.
Uh-huh.
Dad.
I am making all that up, Dennis.
I am not. My mom told me, and she's a beautician. And my dad said to stay away from Danny because you can get it real easy.
You can?
Oh, yeah. You can get it by just touching somebody or drinking out of the same glass.
If that was the case, look at what's going on with coronavirus right now. You think we'd just be wearing masks?
Yeah, right?
You're just saying that because you're Danny's friend.
Yeah,
you were his best friend. You guys did everything together.
So?
So you can have the rest of my cupcake.
See ya.
So they're shunning him because he was friends with the AIDS kid.
Because they're worried
Kevin,
that he
what
has AIDS.
What are you doing?
Also.
Trying to make a swan out of ground beef.
Is that anything like trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear?
No, I'm using beef.
That British humor?
Anyway, I've got to fix dinner tonight and everyone's supposed to give me a grade.
So, what's on the menu?
Oh, we've got meatloaf and peas, mashed potatoes, tapioca pudding for dessert.
Is this your salute to airline food?
Kevin!
How funny. Oh, okay.
You look great.
It's supposed to look that bad.
What happened to your skirt?
It's the 80s, though.
You hemmed
it's
it
just
like
the
this
skirt, yeah.
Whoops.
Hi, guys.
Euchre does hey, not hi want his son doing
where's
this
Wes
stuff.
Even
he's been upstairs taking
bit
a bath for over an hour.
Did he, say anything more about his friend Danny or about
AIDS,
you know, what he has?
You mean AIDS, Mom?
Thank you.
He hasn't said anything to me, but then I've been tied up.
Good evening, Mrs. Owens.
Ah, Mr. Belvedere. Will dinner be ready soon?
Personally, I think it was ready 20 minutes ago.
He lives with them.
But I'm not making
right
it.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Meatloaf.
Live in, and they all call him Mr. Belvedere.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Hi, Mr. Belvedere.
Hello,
Danny.
Is Wesley here?
Yes,
Belvedere.
Come on in.
It's Danny.
Everyone, you remember Wesley's friend, Danny?
Oh, hi, Danny.
Don't come near.
Hi, Mrs. Owens. Mr. Owens.
Hi, champ. How's it going?
Well, I got AIDS, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Nope. Oh, my God. Well, I got
Wesley
AIDS, but I'm doing
your
great. And he's all cross-eyed and weird
yeah
looking.
Yeah, I see.
Don't come near me.
Hi. Hi. Thought you were coming over today. Something happened. Oh, so was school.
You got AIDS.
Okay, we had a substitute. They're getting me a tutor. At least until everybody figures out what to do with me.
That's so me uncomfortable.
Don't they let you downstairs?
Wesley.
You better. Wesley, you better
touch him. Touch him.
Kiss him to show him you're not afraid.
What is it? It's my Lincoln costume. You're playing him now, right?
Yeah, right.
Since when does Lincoln have huge, thick glasses and have a cross-eyed?
I don't want it. It's okay. My mom washed it.
Did she wash it after she washed it?
Just stay away from me.
Hey, Wes.
Leave me alone.
So uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Can we go see them tape Three's Company instead?
Oh, it's the episode where Jack has AIDS.
All right.
Rest in peace, John Ritter.
Let's go over to
I think we all handled that rather well.
Let's go over to the Charles in Charge set.
What's the matter with
this
that
This is the one
kid?
Where Willie Ames
George
has AIDS.
It's me, buddy.
What did we
I got
do?
AIDS.
I got AIDS. Charles?
Wesley had questions about
Danny.
Oh, I got a
date with Cindy Sue tonight.
We just let him think everything was going to be okay. Now, I don't know what he's heard or where he's heard it, but obviously he's scared to death.
Well, we just got to talk to him and straighten everything out.
Just got
to
give him AIDS, too, so that he's not scared of the AIDS anymore.
Is he gone?
If you've got it, you can't be scared
of it. Yeah, Wes, he went home.
He didn't touch anything, did he?
I don't believe so.
Good.
You know, Wes, that wasn't very nice.
I've always wanted a house with a bunch of clocks. I mean, it's kind of classy.
So I thought you guys were
Obviously.
Buddies.
Obviously.
We were, but I don't want to catch what he's got.
You're not going to.
That's not what my friends told me at school. I heard you can get it just by playing tag or
We were cutting ourselves
swing.
With a knife and rubbing it all over each other.
We're shooting heroin with the
I mean,
same
you don't
needle.
Catch that stuff from just
we
fooling
told
around.
You not to use the same needle.
Stupid kids.
I mean, Wesley, what I think your father's trying to say
Rebase
is...
Rebase it.
You don't catch AIDS by simply being around someone who has it.
Wait, that's smoking.
It requires
right?
a more...
I don't even know anymore.
I think so.
Yeah.
Intimate association.
You mean like dancing?
I mean, what I think Mr. Belvedere is trying to say is...
Wesley, what I think everybody is trying to say is the way you get AIDS is from sexual contact or
Whoa.
Using infected needles or getting contaminated blood products, which
you
is how your friend
left
Danny
out
got
the
it.
Sexual
you
contact
yeah.
to
I
this kid.
So.
You could have said,
well,
yeah, you,
you
can get it through
else,
blood transfusions.
Upstairs.
He doesn't need to be talking about intravenous drug use and sex. He's like
Being
six.
Around Danny is not going to make you sick.
So how come all the other kids' parents are acting so scared?
Well,
they're just
sometimes grown-ups
because Danny being around
don't
you guys
have
might
all the
make
facts.
Him sick.
And,
That's how AIDS
And they
works.
Love their kids, and they get a little nervous.
Now, Danny, oh, yeah? put on your coronavirus
I
mask.
I mean, they worry because they
What do you mean you don't want to?
Sorry.
What are you, like, dead people?
You want to kill my grandmother?
Getting little scratches and scrapes, sharing the same ice cream bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me and Danny did all that stuff.
You did?
And we fucked each other,
yeah.
too.
Uh-oh.
That's
now the mom's getting
okay,
all crazy.
Isn't it?
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
But just in case,
sure
let's go to the
no.
doctor right
Why
now and get your blood
and
checked.
It's time for you to go to your new work, room huh? out in the okay. shed.
Thanks for explaining everything to me.
And while you're in there, put that chain
now.
Around your ankles that's attached to that big ball.
That's our good luck chain.
I wish we did.
What? I miss that.
I don't
that.
Believe this. Problem, George? There's not one thing
like
on AIDS in this
better,
whole stupid encyclopedia. George, this edition was printed in 1957. Yeah, well, we should have planned ahead. Look, we discussed all this and we agreed. Wesley's perfectly fine. There's nothing to be concerned about.
Hi, I'm back from the library.
You find anything out?
Yeah, I
about
got
AIDS?
A couple of real good things from the Department of Health. Look, it says right here.
Did the Department of Health write this?
One identified case of AIDS infection is known to have been transmitted in the school or daycare setting or through other casual person-to-person contact. And look, here it says, of the 229 cases of pediatric AIDS, there's not one instance of a child infecting
Poor
his
Danny
parents
Poor Danny is one of those
siblings.
229.
And
yeah.
that's a family living together.
See? And you two were so worried. Well, come on, Belvedere. You were just as worried as we were. That's ridiculous.
I'll get it.
Did Mr. Belvedere call him by his first
Hello?
Name, Euchre?
Just a moment. Mr. Belvedere?
Earlier when he said...
It's the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta.
They're calling
they're
them.
They're returning your call.
Oh, they're returning his call.
Oh.
Tell him it's all right. I'm over my cold.
I think when he came in, he called Euchre by his first name. and yet he calls him Mr. Belvedere.
To the bone. You try to make a decent meal for your family.
He's a classy older gentleman. It.
Maybe that wasn't such a bad dinner.
He's Kenny,
just that
right?
We were all
Kenny,
a bit
Kenny?
Preoccupied with
I don't know.
Wesley,
he sounded like
friend.
That. Shouldn't he be Master
yeah,
no. Kenny to him?
It's just I take this dumb home
usually,
class
yeah.
for the easy.
Didn't Jeffrey on Turns Fresh Prince call him Master Will and Master Carlton?
You'll do better.
Master William, Master Carlton, yeah.
What do you think I should do with the meatloaf?
Yeah, there you go. Although I never, and I know I mentioned it in the After Midnight episode where we did Batman Begins, but I don't like that Michael Caine Alfred calls him Master Wayne.
$5 bill.
It may just be because he's the only Wayne left.
Is this a gift?
But it should still be Master Bruce, I feel like.
No, see, there's a picture of Lincoln.
Those are Bruce Wayne's guests out there.
I figured it might help you for when you're making my costume.
Oh. What's the matter with Danny's costume?
I just don't want it.
Now, Wesley, you've told your parents you know there's nothing to be afraid of, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Then what's the problem?
I don't want to lose all my friends. I mean, Danny doesn't have any anymore, and if people find out I've been hanging around with him, pretty soon I won't have any either.
Wesley, you mustn't let what other people think
hey,
or
I
say.
I don't care what you say or do. I'm never going to see him again.
All right, Wesley. Up to you.
Anyway, I guess that means you're not going to make my costume, huh?
No, no. I'll take care of it.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, thanks.
I feel like we're too far into the episode for him to have not kind of gotten over it.
Kevin.
Yeah, right?
I have a
given how they
job
explained everything.
Oh, that's great.
Is this supposed to be a joke?
Well, if it isn't honest, Abe.
A splinter in my thumb.
What's going on? Oh, I don't really? Look like Lincoln. I look more like Soupy Sales.
That's an outdated
right,
joke.
Looks
yeah,
pretty
right?
good.
An excellent job, Kevin. Just what I had in mind.
Thanks, Mr. Belvedere. Sharp.
You let him make my costume?
It seemed the thing to do.
Mr. Belvedere, it's terrible.
Oh, now, Wesley, let's not be hasty. As far as I'm concerned, you can't tell a thing without the hat.
He gave him a sombrero, folks.
Perfect.
Huge pop
Lincoln
from the crowd.
Lincoln would never wear a hat like this.
He would in Tijuana.
Mr. Belvedere, my pageant's in 2 hours. Where am I going to get a real costume?
I don't know. There must be one someplace.
I guess I'll wear the AIDS costume. I mean, like, what are they trying to do to him here?
It's been wrinkled up in a bag
talk
for
him.
2 days.
Hi. Came running back like you said. I don't think anybody saw me. Good. Anyway, here it is. Thanks. Hope it fits okay. Don't worry. Well, I'd like to stay, but I really should get going. Bye. It was nice being your friend.
Oh, guilt
Look,
trip.
I don't like doing this, but I gotta watch out for myself. Anyway, don't get mad at me. It's not my fault you got AIDS.
Oof.
It's not my fault either.
Damn.
Anyway, you better get ready for your pageant. Be a good Lincoln.
Touched him.
He's got AIDS.
Wait.
Now.
Yeah? Wanna come? Huh? Come where? You know, to the pageant.
Not the greatest actor.
We'll sneak in. Just like that time at the movies when we snuck out of Bambi and saw Porky's. Yeah!
Nice Midnight Jury reference right there. We just did Porky's.
They should not have seen Porky's. They absolutely should not have seen Porky's.
I'm Franklin Pierce, the 14th president of the United States.
Everyone else in his school has glasses I had when I was young.
Among my significant achievements was opening diplomatic relations and trade with Japan.
Boo! Boo!
Japanese were killing our economy.
The first 14
boo, the kid! Okay, this show shocked me twice.
I was the 15th president of the United States. I was the first president to receive a telegraphic message by underwater cable. I never married. But I'm sure I dated.
That was random.
I know that.
Hello, I'm Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States. In 1863, I signed the Emancipation Proclamation because I believed in freedom and dignity for all men, and that's why I wrote this speech.
That's half truth.
47 years ago,
he did it just
our
to preserve the Union.
On this
yeah, remember that,
a
folks.
New nation.
Wait a minute. I can't do this.
What's what?
Uh-oh. Get him off the stage.
They were just touching hands.
Oh, he's got AIDS now.
Hey, he's just everybody.
What are you doing out here? Dennis, get away from him.
He's
hey,
got
what's
AIDS.
What's wrong with you people? He's not going to hurt you. Besides, he feels bad enough without everybody trying to make him feel worse.
You have anything to do with this?
I'd like to think so.
Anyway, now Danny's going to do the Gettysburg Address, and everybody's going to listen.
And everybody's going to listen.
Go ahead, Danny.
Do it. Come on,
what's
Danny.
The matter? I don't know the Gettysburg Address. But I remember something else Abraham Lincoln said before he was president. And I guess I remember it real good.
It'll just have to happen to have to do with AIDS.
I kind of feel the same way. If the good people, in their wisdom, shall see fit to keep me in the background, I have been too familiar with disappointment.
Why did this guy become like a teen heartthrob,
right?
Thank you.
It's the most awkward kid actor.
It's called acting, folks. Take a class.
Imagine if he's like Officer Doofy, where like he takes off the glasses, his eyes go straight, and starts walking all cool. And like,
let's go.
Have you've ever
you
seen
ahead.
That? What is it?
I just want to sit here for a minute.
Scary movie.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
With you.
Special Officer Doofy.
Kind of feels like we're out fishing. Yeah. You know, we could really go if you like. I can get my dad to take us. I've never been fishing. You haven't? Hey, I got an idea. We can make a list of all the stuff you've never done and then go and do it. That's enough for
kind of like a bucket list because you're going to die.
I have time to do it all. What do you mean?
Wah, wah.
Leslie, Danny, everyone's waiting in the car.
Oh, okay. We better go. I've never been to Gettysburg. Oh, yeah? Being
awesome.
Lincoln's, I think maybe we should go. Yeah, it's great there. I mean, we can go around and look for old bullets and sit on the cannons, and you'll be the North and I'll be the South.
Well, you might want to rethink.
Sure, you won't be afraid to do all that stuff with me.
Might want to rethink that.
What should I be?
I'll be the North and you'll be the North. That got a little long. I wouldn't hug you that long.
Is it because
sorry
I
to keep you waiting, Mr. Bell.
No. Because I'm, what is it? Homophobic.
Oh, true.
Well, there it is. I'll tell you what.
That wasn't the barrel of monkeys I thought it was going to be, folks.
I'm just back from Gettysburg. Danny and Wesley had a wonderful day. Then insisted we swing by Funland in Harrisburg. After all, it's only 70 miles in the wrong direction.
I was about to say that. Harrisburg.
Because we all got to break the world's record for most consecutive turns on the tilt-a-whirl. According to Wesley and Danny, they now only have 2,763 more things to do. I suppose at this point, I should write something profound about life and death. Do you know something? Really not in the mood.
Oh, Mr. Belvedere. Well, I'll tell you what. That episode was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Basically, a bunch of facts, people learning their lesson on AIDS. But I did not expect four awkward laughs on jokes about AIDS. And two shocking, but one extremely shocking moment. When the kid, the son, who's going to play Abraham Lincoln, what does he do? He hands him a cupcake. And
he tells the black kid, if you give me your brownie, I'll free you.
I'd like to hear the rewind on our reaction to that. Because I know we were both like, whoa, like wow.
The kid handled it well.
Geez. That was rough. Ladies and gentlemen, WrestleMania is still going on, and we are about to head out and let you finish watching it. It got started late, but we're going to end out end out the show soon. Remember that Brant the Rant is going to have a WrestleMania after show as soon as it's over. I don't know if it's they're coming on at 10:30 or 11 like they planned. It'll probably be pushed back a little bit. I would check at Rant EM Radio on Twitter. Maybe it will say something there to know when that next show will be going live in this huge Rant EM Radio WrestleMania 24-hour crazy. What would you call it?
Like marathon?
Marathon. That's right. What do we got over there at WrestleMania before I head us out?
Commercials.
Why would there be commercials?
I think, is that Sasha Banks?
Oh, is Sasha Banks getting Sasha ready? Banks are we? Oh, so the main event's coming up.
I don't know if it's coming up. I think it might just be a promo.
Well, it's Sasha Banks on the screen. Yeah.
I wouldn't be... The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. Save your tears. The official theme of WrestleMania. I prefer Big Time.
So while,
which we played earlier.
While we had tuned away during the Seth Rollins Cesaro match. Okay, now we're going to the steel cage Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman match.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We're not going to keep you here any longer.
Not.
I do want to thank Ocho and Mike Durban for coming on the show and doing the 80s trivia. I guess it's a work in progress. Some things work, some things don't on that. Not that we didn't have a good time, and I really appreciate people coming on the show and doing the thing, and we got to get Ocho out of there. Sorry, Ocho. Even I'm against you now. We got to find somebody to beat you, but I'm not the kind of person who would work a... you know, something to do something like that. I would not like sit here and give Cal the answers or the topic beforehand or anything like that. So Ocho just running with it. Oh, that's it here from WLW Studios North on the Midnight Jury compound. I'm just trying to think of all the plugs that I missed during this show.
Did we do Patreons?
We didn't do the Patreons. I could do that real quick. Thanks to all our homies, our fans, our friends, everyone who supports us, whether it be through Twitter, buying merch, you know, being a Patreon supporter, anything like that. We do really appreciate it. The people who have sent us care packages and all of that. Baza, Kathy, Giovanni, Joseph, Ricky, JP, Donnie, Tony, Matt W., Michael, Chris K., and, of course, the Shining Wizards and the Shining Wizards Network at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. That's where you can get our stuff on all major podcast platforms. So if you're not, we always want you to go to WLWstudios.com. We can't ever get kicked off of there. But if you have to listen to us via streaming, TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple, whatever, just sign up for the Shining Wizards Network, SWN, and it'll have a bunch of other great shows, mostly about wrestling. So if you're listening tonight, that might interest you. Of course, our show, The Midnight Jury, that comes out usually every Friday or around that time. And then we, of course, have our live show the second Saturday of every month. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, The Archfiend Empire, and Get My Go. Guys, Get My Go. Routed Designs. But, yeah, Get My Go, Mike Durban, Joe Feeney, and Husey. All great guys. Cal, you got anything? You want to talk about your excitement for WrestleMania?
Look, it's a two-day thing now. I don't understand why. I don't know why I said look. Like there's gonna
if
be
you do want to support us, though, seriously... We have patreon.com/midnightjury, and you can throw us $3 a month, $5 a month, $8 a month, anything. That really helps out. You have no idea how much that actually helps out. Wink, wink to the people who had to leave during COVID. I bet you got your jobs back. And then, of course, we have our T-shirt store with four designs, the Midnight Mike Show design, the Your Pal Cal design, and two Midnight Jury designs, including our Cobra Kai logo, which I suggest you get that one, because if someone complains, we could feasibly have that taken down, even though it is legal to have a parody shirt. We just don't want the fuss. But, yeah, those are ways you can help us out. And follow us on Twitter, at Midnight Jury, and myself, at Midnight Mike Show, spelled M-I-D-N-I-T-E Mike Show. I can also be found there on YouTube. And I'm on Parler, I'm on Gab, but I'll be honest, I'm not on there enough.
Parler seems to have lost its
luster. Yeah, it doesn't have an app anymore, and you have to kind of put it on your phone, and then it's hard to navigate. It's all like it's not how it was. It's just fair. Either way. All right, we are the Midnight Jury, and this month coming up, we're going to be reviewing D2, The Mighty Ducks, and the horror film April Fool's Day. We'll see you next week.
Talk to you then.